you say to him?
Just, you know, keep his head up. It's something he's been through before. You know, he's had a season-ending injury before in college. So, you know, it's something he's been through before. So just continue to just encourage him that, you know, he's done great up to this point. Don't let this wear on him mentally, because that's the biggest thing. He'll come back physically. He'll be fine. Just mentally, he just has to, you know, stay ahead of the game.
I mean, I think I know what you mean by that, but what do you mean? Like, you get too down?
Yeah, you get down. Like, anytime guys are injured, you know, when you're not out here, you see guys coming out just to practice and the games, it's not, you know, that you're worried about yourself physically. Like, yeah, you're going to come back fine, but mentally it can be a little stressful. You can't get down on yourself because you're not, you know, you don't have that normal day-to-day schedule like you used to have.
I think you talked about this last year after you got hurt, that you were better equipped to handle it than the first time.
Right.
That's kind of what you're talking
right,
about.
Right, yes. It's when you've been through it, unfortunately, when you go through it one time, you're kind of better prepared for the second time around. So with him already having to go through that in college, that's why I think he'll be fine mentally.
Is it something you guys actually, like, will he do something different than he didn't? I don't know if he's even expressed what he went through in college.
Yeah, I think just the thought process, I think it's just different. Just staying positive, you know. Yeah, he'll be fine.
You guys have allowed 100-yard rushes the last 2 weeks. You haven't been there the last 2 weeks. Are you just, you know, kind of chomping the bit to get back and at least help an area that was strong earlier and hasn't been the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, definitely. We have to get back to playing run defense like we know how to play. We play good run defense, you know, up until the last 2 weeks, and that's, you know, that's not who we are. You know, we focus on stopping the run first, so we have to get back to playing good, solid run defense.
Not as a, you know, a damning on anyone who's been in there for you, but do you feel that that's something, you know, that's been your strength on defense, that, you know, things would improve dramatically or enough?
We'll see how it goes. I mean, playing the run, it's more than just one guy. It's, you know, the D-line and linebackers and safeties, everybody fitting up well together. So it's not just one guy, you know, that really stops the run.
What have you seen in the two games that you haven't played where the run hasn't been stopped? What have you seen?
Just, you know, we haven't been correct on all of our fits, and, you know, we just feel like sometimes we have guys in the backfield and they just kind of scoot out for a little leaky yardage.
That's where it is more than one guy, though, right? A good quarterback back there can prevent some of that from happening by putting people in the right position before the snap. Meaning the defensive quarterback.
Yeah. We all have to be lined up and in the right position, and, you know, I feel like we'll be good this week on the run. You know, some runs we've seen a lot going against our offense, they have a very similar run game, and so it should be, you know, it should be a positive week for us in the run defense.
What jumps out about Tannehill?
I mean, he's still a young quarterback, but he can make a lot of throws. He throws the ball well down the field. I think he's doing a solid job for the team. So, yeah, we have our work cut out for us.
Two more questions, guys. I'm sorry. Did you say you will be playing this week? Do you know yet?
I'd say we'll continue to see how the week goes, but I'm confident that, you know, very optimistic that I'll be out there on Sunday.
What would you need, like, overall, what's dangerous about Miami on Sunday? Like, big picture.
I think, again, they're a hungry team, and they run the ball well. They've been running the ball well on a lot of people, and, you know, they just have a lot of things. They have a lot of moving parts on the offense, so we just have to be really, really settled in on defense and can't let all their shifts and motions kind of throw us off. We have to stay focused, and just everybody just has to be in the right place at the right time and just playing hard.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.